This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are, you're safe, sound, and for goodness sake, enjoying whatever time you might have had this past weekend as we swing into yet another week here on the planet Earth. All these different time zones, all of you listening to me, thanks. From people that are close by to people that are far and in other places like Australia, boy, a wild weekend of protests. We'll talk about that, protesting the lockdowns there. No lockdown in the United States, but certainly some big frustrations, and a former Trump administration surgeon general saying that this pandemic is spiraling out of control. So let's start there. COVID measures are starting to kind of creep back and back into the recesses of our memory. Right? Because how many of you were looking in the rearview mirror? I will raise my hand. I was seeing the smiles, the reunions, everything else, and I was getting very excited about that, going indoors and dining and not worrying about it. Dr. Jerome Adams is saying, and he was on Face the Nation, one of the it's on CBS, one of the political shows, and he said more mitigation is coming, whether it's masking, whether it's closures, whether it's, you know, kids having to go back to virtual learning and not actually get to go back to school in August or in September, because he used those words. He said the pandemic is spiraling out of control, and it's out of control because people aren't vaccinated. So the numbers are this. We know that we have the Delta variant. It's the most contagious strain of the novel coronavirus that we've identified yet to date. In 48 states, the rate of new COVID-19 cases jumped by at least 10%, maybe even a little higher. That's numbers from Johns Hopkins University from the previous week. In 34 states, the rate of new cases increased by more than 50%. Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, doctors there say their hospitals are filling up with COVID-19 patients, but they're seeing a lot of young people. Also Missouri, throw them into that too. So vaccination progress, not even at 50% for both doses. Lots of things that are happening around these surging numbers. In California, San Diego County, I know people are listening there, and in Los Angeles County, both reported their highest numbers of cases since February, and hospitalizations in LA County have more than doubled in 2 weeks. In Florida, state health data there is pointing out new case positivity nearly doubled in 2 weeks from 7.8% the week of July 2nd to 15.1%. And listen, you've got the governor saying, get vaccinated. You know, DeSantis is saying, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. And he's not the only one. Lots of the governors are saying the very same thing. The rate of vaccinations has plummeted in Florida. The rate of vaccinations has fallen in other places, too. So that's what's happening. You have the mayors. He has some of these governors that are saying, look, we're setting up vaccination sites, for goodness sake. Excuse me, please get fully vaccinated. In Louisiana, you know, I'm thinking about all of you. They now have the highest increase in cases per capita in the U.S. 80% of them are the Delta variant. That's what the governor, John Bel Edwards, said. He said that's what's causing the surge. And what's enabling the surge is very low percentage of people who have been vaccinated, and that's incredibly troublesome. Excuse me, incredibly troublesome. On January 6th, we've been talking about this since January 6th. So the select committee to open the investigation it's a mess because is it bipartisan? Well, it's supposedly going to be bipartisan, but what's going to happen when they actually get to it? There's a couple of separate things that are happening. is what do you start with the fallout, et cetera? I mean, 6 months ago, you had the House Democrats who brought charges against the former president for inciting the rioters, a trial that ended in his acquittal. But then at that time, 10 House Republicans supported his impeachment, but only two of those members, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, voted to endorse the new select committee and the investigation. So from 10 to 2, Pelosi has selected Cheney and Kinzinger to serve on the panel, but what does it mean moving forward? I mean, who are the other Republicans? House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is threatened to retaliate against Republican members who participate in the investigation by stripping them of their committee assignments, which that means more money. When you're on a committee, you get more money and more prestige, you have more weight, you carry more weight, so to speak. So if you look at what this investigation is going to be, and some of these pretty big goals, you know, the witnesses, the look at what they've said, talk to people, etc. And how long does this go on? And then again, what does this shape up to be? Is very, very confusing to me. And part of that is because who's in, who's out, what, you know, who's what, who's where, etc. I mean, it seems like in a country like this, we could at least get this right and figure this out. Doesn't it? It certainly seems that way to me. All right, we're going to go to the man cave, but the man cave will mention the U.S. men's basketball team. It's so shocking to say that, you know, that they lost. And they did. They lost to a team they should not have lost to. I mean, but good for the team that won. But does it mean they can't win? Because I got a bunch of emails about this in our previous hour. But does it mean that they have no chance at winning a medal? And the answer to that is no, it does not mean that at all. It doesn't mean that at all. And we're just early into these games, so I mean, let's see what happens. All right, because we're going to go in the man cave, I want to mention this since I called it out. The Australian Prime Minister called the lockdown violating protest just selfish and self-defeating, and almost 3,500 people, some are saying close to 4,000, protested in Sydney on Saturday after New South Wales tightened regulations last week. The city's lockdown is in its fifth week. The demonstrations violated the region's stay-at-home orders, so some people were arrested, 63, 35 were charged with resisting, assaulting, and obstructing officers. Two guys were charged with striking a police horse, which is awful. They were refused bail, of course. But the Prime Minister is saying, I understand the frustration, but he's saying there's no purpose to this. And the Prime Minister, of course, is Scott Morrison. He's saying it won't end the lockdown sooner. And it won't. And Sydney isn't the New Wales Police Minister, David Elliott, this is what he said. Sydney isn't immune from morons. That's what he said. He told the Guardian that. So there were protests, by the way, held in Melbourne and other cities across Australia. And the problem is, again, does this become a super spreader event? And on Sunday, New South Wales reported 141 new confirmed coronavirus cases and two related fatalities, including the death of a 30-year-old woman, which is so, so, so sad. So sad. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're going into the man cave.
Everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Delaney. We have Ashley Cantana with us. She's the public policy manager at Facebook. She's going to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. I know that a program started a couple of months ago. Tell us more about that, Ash.
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
What about mobile vaccines?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, where can we find out more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Thanks, Ashley, for sharing the information on COVID-19 vaccinations.
It's time to
invade the man cave!
All right, welcome to the man cave. Olympic medals, and this is changing as I'm coming on the air, so it's going to keep changing with the time difference, etc. But 10 medals for the United States, 4 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze, but some real disappointments. By the way, China has 11. They have 6 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze, so they lead everybody. And then it's kind of across the board as to who's picked up medals. There's some great stories, certainly, that are happening at the Olympics in Tokyo. And then there's some scary things happening, like the uptick in COVID, because if that rips through that village, you know, therein lies the biggest problem of all. I'm going to tell you a couple of highlights. Like, how about this highlight? The U.S. softball team heads to the gold medal rematch against Japan. They beat Australia 2-1 in their 4th win, and so now they've got the gold medal game against Japan. That's a rematch from 2008. It was the last time softball was at the Olympics, and it resulted in a silver medal for that team. The team was led by pitchers Monica Abbott and Kat Osterman, the only two players who were on the team for the loss in 2008. Skateboarding debuted at the 2020 Games with some pretty interesting results. It's pretty exciting, actually, to see it, I have to admit, in watching them do their thing. I don't know how they do it. I mean, seriously. So that was pretty exciting to watch that. Not exciting is the coronavirus cases. 10 new cases on Sunday, and they're on the rise. 2 are athletes, 1 a Dutch rower, and then golfer Bryson DeChambeau tested positive for coronavirus before leaving the U.S., and he can't compete. So New cases on the rise in Tokyo, over 1,700. That's a big increase in the rolling 7-day average of 146.5%. The U.S. men's basketball team in the man cave, we would be talking about this. The U.S. men's basketball team lost 83-76. Kevin Durant was terrible, eventually fouling out. It's like he couldn't hit the side of a barn. I felt bad. I felt bad because this is not Kevin Durant. And I'm thinking, are these guys playing individually? What's happening here? This team hasn't lost. The U.S. basketball team has not lost in the opener since 2004. Now, they're not out of the running. They'll have two more games in the group round to qualify for the next round. And this is just unfamiliar territory. The U.S. men's team has won a medal in all the competitions except for the one where there was the boycott, which was 1980. And how about gymnastics? The U.S. women's gymnastics team in second place. Not Simone Biles in the individual. Simone Biles finished first in the all-around. But the very dominant U.S. women's gymnastics team, unfortunately, after the qualifying round, you know, the ROC is in the middle of this. So that's Russia. They finished the competition nearly a full point ahead of the U.S. They still can claim gold, but yikes. I don't want to tell you a good story. U.S. swimmer Chase Kalis won a gold medal in the men's 400-meter individual medley, his first gold as well as the first medal overall at the time for Team USA at the 2020 Games. Swimmers are crushing it. They've won 6 of 12 medals in the competition. Yeah, Kalisi. Just remember that name. I love it. A couple of other things to talk about. I know the Olympics are pretty dominant, but worth mentioning, I think, a few other things, and that includes, you know, all things NFL. We're looking at some of these new NFL rules and what's going to happen there if players test positive for the virus, etc. Because the move, I think, is really to get the players to be vaccinated. And will it work, or, you know, will it not? You got players tweeting things out that are getting them in, you know, hot water, like Tampa Bay's running back Leonard Fournette said he didn't want to get vaccinated for COVID-19, but then he said his decision wasn't set in stone and he's open to the idea. He said, "I just don't know too much about it." This was after the team's first training camp practice. Coach Bruce Arians said that rather than bringing in a specialist to address the team's concerns about the vaccine as a whole, that's what Washington football team coach Ron Rivera did. The team is going to make doctors available to talk to the individuals. Fournette says he's going to take him up on that, and he's going to talk about that because they went over the rules yesterday, and you know they'll be impacted if somebody comes up with this. You know what Fournette said is that Coach Arians respects their decisions. We're men, he said. He's 100% with us, whatever we want to do. And he said, just don't get sick. Get the team sick. That's about it. Well, how do you not get the team sick if you get the virus? That's the problem. And look at Florida. I mean, you're talking about the number one hotspot in one of the hotspots anyway in the nation, especially Hillsborough County and Pinellas, which they were number one for a while. So that's not good. We'll see this all play out in real time. I mean, that's really what's going to happen here. That's how it's going to happen. It's just going to play out. That's it, right? All right. Something else worth mentioning here as we kind of mix it up in the man cave. You know, I'm looking at baseball. You look at the first half and you look at all the teams and, you look at where they were at. Now you come back to the second half, which is the dog days of summer. And I'm checking scoreboards and watching to see what's going on and what teams I think will pull up. And you got people that are starting to, you know, get hurt, and especially like when you have a superstar. So you have the Dodgers who had to put outfielder Mookie Betts on the IL with a hip inflammation, and that's 10 days. You know what happens then? We'll see. It's retroactive though to last week, and it was made before the start of the Sunday game against the Colorado Rockies. He last started on July 17th at Colorado and last appeared in a game on Monday when he made a pinch hit appearance against the San Francisco Giants. So it made me think, this is all about being healthy, right? It's like Pete Alonso for the Mets. Pete Alonso, homers again, pinch hitter Jeff McNeil broke a tie with a two-run double, and the Mets beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 in a successful debut for a new starter, Rich Hill. Because then you have to bring other people in, right? So he was picked up from Tampa Bay in a trade on Friday. He's 41 years old. And, you know, the New York Mets are really in dire trouble because of their rotation being injured. So they're the NL East leaders. How do they boost up their stock and in arms? Well, that's what they did. So Hill, that was pretty good. I mean, he threw only 49 pitches over the first five innings, and he worked around three leadoff doubles, carrying a four-hit shutout into the sixth inning before running into trouble the third time through Toronto's lineup, which is incredibly power-packed. Trust me, I've seen them. I saw them this year. So this is the name of the game. I mean, while everybody's eyes are on the Olympics, you have the dog days playing out in Major League Baseball. You have the NFL in training camps, and you look at the NBA, and it's more about the breather. But then very quickly, before you know it, in the blink of an eye, they'll be back into the preseason. I mean, just poof. Like that, you know? And we look at, I'm going back to the medal counts, I'm going back to what's happening in Tokyo. And, you know, I've got my little medal tracker here, and I'm watching some of the early heats that are happening, and I'm watching to see what happens with sports like tennis and what's going to happen with our superstars like Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky. I'm sure she's more than happy to get underway, and she's one of the big stories to watch. So the swimming heats were completely headlined by Ledecky qualifying fastest for Monday's final in the 400-meter freestyle. You know, she finished so fast. You've got some great swimmers, though, from China and Australia. And it's going to be fun to see what happens between her and Titmus, the Australian swimmer, because there's kind of a little fun rivalry between the two of them. And Simone Biles, I mentioned that she did do well in the overall, but that the Americans' performance was kind of sloppy by what you would normally expect from them. So that's kind of worrisome. In tennis, you saw a stunner in the first round. Ash Barty, the number one ranked player in the world, was beaten by somebody from Spain. And this is 2 weeks after her big win at Wimbledon. You know, so there you go. What you think you can predict, you can't predict. All right, we're shutting the door to the man cave. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the special committee investigating the Capitol riots. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the two Republicans on the panel after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his selections late last week. McCarthy pulling his picks after his nominations of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio were rejected by Speaker Pelosi. The committee is set to hold its first hearing later this week. And U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky took silver in her first final at the Tokyo Olympics, losing to Australia's Ariane Titmus by 0.6 of a second in the 400-meter freestyle. Titmus's time of 3 minutes and 56.69 seconds is the second fastest time ever in the race. Ledecky, who holds the world record in the 400, finished in 3 minutes 57.36 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever recorded. She continues her Olympic program tomorrow with heats of the 200-meter and 1500-meter freestyle. This is USA Radio News. The price for gasoline decreased almost 3 cents a gallon last week for a national average of $3.14. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Tunisia's president has dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament after thousands took to the streets of the capital Tunis to protest the country's economic situation amid the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We head to Australia for a conversation with Lucas Jones. He's written a book called, I love this title. I mean, this will tell you, it really packs a punch, Weaponized Intellectualism. So, Lucas, first of all, like I said, the title really does nail what you talk about. What is weaponized intellectualism?
There are two dimensions to weaponized intellectualism. There's a natural dimension, and that is the dimension of social, community, need for governance. So we have intellectuals who are intelligent, who have proven themselves to be valuable, to provide leadership in our nation. And so that's where we acknowledge that people that have got a great education and are intelligent about the way they do things are necessary for our government. In our nations for peace, for the establishment of a well-working social order. The problem is that there is also another intelligence from a biblical perspective who, if you try to come up against him and fight with him intellect to intellect, you're always bound to lose. And that's the enemy who we know to be the forces of Satan. Now, the weaponized intellectualism is a way of looking at the reality that the supernatural forces and the intelligence of Satan has been able to infiltrate and utilize the intellectual and education capacities of people that we consider to be intelligent, and thereby our societies are now, through legislation, which is the outgrowth of a form of intellectual process, but because there's a satanic nature behind it and insidiously hidden in it, we end up making laws that serve Satan's purposes rather than God's. And that's what weaponized intellectualism is about. It's about seeing that these forces that are legislating and that are behind much of the intelligence in our governmental world is at the heart of it coming from satanic forces.
And one of the things you and I talked about off the air, and this is something that, you know, I could fill up shows and shows of it, and I have talked about it, is political correctness. I mean, it's an interesting word, looking at political correctness. And to you, what has political correctness done, especially to the Western world?
Sure. First of all, let me say, when we abandon godliness, the understanding of principles, practices, then we create a vacuum. And that vacuum will always be filled with something else. And so I once saw a bumper sticker that said something like, witchcraft is the natural religion of an unbelieving people. So, and that's my paraphrase. So what I say is, why are we, in an idolatrous way, saying, oh, yes, let's all be politically correct? I say, hang on, how about we first get correct with God, who's far above the authority and the legislative agenda of political motifs like this? Number two is it's being told what to think and what to say. And I've discovered, in fact, just recently, I'm having a wonderful experience in God, realizing that not conflict that's destructive, but conflict of different ideas and tension between one perspective and another perspective that can't be resolved is the pathway to new discoveries. And I was just writing down a few words this morning that when God created our lives, he created it as a shared environment with him, which meant that it was okay never to have all of the answers, because our Heavenly Father, who we were in relationship, has all of the answers. So it was an interaction between us on an intellectual level in the garden. That meant when disagreements or things came up that we couldn't understand, it was the pathway to a new discovery, as the omniscience of God was able to help us, and we would grow out of that. So humanity stops growing as a result of political correctness.
What's your biggest worry if the path keeps going this direction? And, you know, specifically you were talking about the U.S. and Australia, the U.K., the EU, and the things that we've seen recently that have happened in the last decade, really.
Well, my worry is in two dimensions as well, because we're already there. In spite of the supposed superior nature of this intellectual agenda of governments, we have sex trafficking, euthanasia, abortion, genocide, and the persecution of Christianity on such a broad scale. It's not as if we've yet to experience what this is going to birth. We're living in it now. Secondly, I believe that this is the pathway that will bring us to the climax of the ages. And this is another thing that once you start getting into it, you recognize that the Word of God, in a few simple words, can sometimes capture truth about the direction and the dynamics of human nature that take books and books and books for human beings to understand, yet it's just a few words in the Bible. And so where we're headed to is the end of the times of the Gentiles. What that means is Jews compared to Gentiles means there's the Jewish race and the rest of the world. So this rest of the world is headed towards a time where our wonderful experience of our political lives, our creative lives, our educational lives, our marital lives, our music lives are all going to be brought under the control of one person who thinks he's got the answers to it all. And that's, you know who? The Antichrist. And who fills him up? Satan. So that's a perfect picture of what's happening legislatively through the world right now. So things are bad right now. And we're a bit insensitized to it. And that's why I set my career in youth justice. And the laws that I saw changing and shaping that began to grieve me, because we are destroying. This world is in a mode of destruction at the moment. And to a large degree, we've lied ourselves out of any practical application to fix it. We're only lying ourselves into it further developing until we get to the end of the time of the Gentiles. Yeah. And Christ will need to return.
And you go deeper, of course, on all of this in your book. And we're speaking with Lucas Jones, and the book is Weaponized Intellectualism. You can get it on Amazon. At the end of the day, people listening to us, somebody reads it, a bunch of people read it, and people have already read it. What do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Oh, that's a good question. Insulted at the direction we're going, but passionate about the answers that the Word of God can give us to resolve those problems. I'm not totally set in a mindset of where we're at in the end times. In these end times, because we've got a God who is unbounded in his knowledge, there are things that he could share with us that revolutionize our world all over again. God's revolutionized the world several times. We've gone into decay, and he's revolutionized it a few times. We could do that all again and give ourselves another 100 years. But I think it would take the collective recognition, faith, and application of godly men and women worldwide and in their own countries to recognize the superior, I'm going to love this word that I'm about to say now, the superiority of the wisdom of the scriptures and of the God who gave it to us.
You are good with these words. That is powerful, and it goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning, and what's happening and what we see happening and some of the sad tragedies. And you saw it with what you did in your career with so many of these kids that were lost, and then ultimately what happens to them because the laws have radically changed so much that there really isn't something to help them get to the other side.
No, that's right. That's right. And in fact, it's burying them in a deceit that they think they've actually got all of the answers. And oftentimes these young people, by the time they're 18 years of age, have had more life experience than a 30 or a 40-year-older. And that's not always a negative thing, but it's mainly a negative thing because they've got no intellectual or mature capacities that come with a bit more time and education to give them perspective about that. The fact is that they're really naked, poor, blind, and depraved, because this whole secular world just seems to be reflecting to them, "You're okay, Jack." It's like the frog that gets put in the pot of cold water. The gas gets turned on, and eventually he dies because he doesn't feel the heat rising. He adjusts to it.
What a great way to end this. Weaponized Intellectualism. Thank you so much, Lucas Jones, for coming on.
Oh, look, it's been really good. Thank you.
Into your soul. Down, you must come. Hope, not my name. Free your soul.
PowdySuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So there's no question that I love antiques and oddities, and I've talked about my adventures with my nephew, and I have been in I don't know how many antique shops and curiosity shops. So there's a great book, Arthur Nelson's Old Curiosity Shop, and we're going to take you there. Ramela Devanand joins us, and she's written this book where you can, in your mind, escape to this wonderful place with this wonderful man who has this shop where there's, you know, everything from A to Z to a beautiful lamp to incredibly impressive antiques, to things that will just make you laugh out loud. Ramela, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Lovely to have you here with you.
So for you to write this book, the journey to write this book was really, it was a good escape in your mind, right? That you took yourself to a different place and then it just poured out of you. How did you write the book? Tell me about that.
I think that some research in writing the book, my friend who teaches history, he lent me some books to do research about the topics I want to write about, the fire and the people that died, the crime and things used to happen in Newcastle all before my days. And I did a lot of research and it inspired me a lot to write the book as well. Also, when I've been back to my country, And we when we all get together, we reflect back on our childhood days and things, so that gives me more inspiration to write about the history, to what we talk about. So it was good. I put it all down in history.
And it's about family, and this book in this book is about family. So tell us about Arthur Nelson, and tell us about his shop. How did he? What's in his shop? How did he start his shop?
He started his he started a shop by his grandparents gave it to him, but his great great grandparents, they were very poor in those days. Back in the 80s, they were very poor people. So his friend gave him a shop full of antiques, old junk and things. So his great-grandfather started a shop by that, selling those things. And it became an antique shop with the curiously things, with the ghost and spirit in it. So it passed on from one generation to the next, because they all appreciated and valued the things they had in it. People, they love his shop. A very lovely man, supporting everyone.
And so they love his shop because they can look around and see history, just like you told us.
Yeah.
You liked history. You learned about history. You asked your friend about history. And I guess that's what I like. And I'm sure people out there in their own imaginations can think about what they would have in an old curiosity shop. Tell us what's in the shop. Give us some of the cool things that are in the shop.
Well, there's so many things that I could imagine in the shop. I can't call name them all. But the lampshade, all designed, the pattern and the carving on the lampshade, the dressing tables, the dining room, the old oak fashioned oak tables. Those things kind of compared to nowadays things, they last forever, and they are very priceless. But in between the sewing box and things, the ghosts that went with the items, and that makes it more curiosity, because a lot of old-fashioned, beautiful things, dressing table, you wouldn't want to throw them away, especially the hand mirrors. The old-fashioned combs and things, the bureau, honestly, they were lovely, really lovely.
Right, and they tell a story, and they have a family history. So I'm thinking of who out there can't relate in this listening audience of whatever your family dynamic of what was the table that you sat around? Did you have a table that was handed down from generation to generation, and there were conversations at that table? And imagine running your hand over that oak table and wanting to get that oak table. So Arthur Nelson, as you said, he inherits the shop. Does he like the, and this is the story, of course, this book is a fantasy, Arthur Nelson's old curiosity shop. Did he like running the shop?
Oh, yes. He loved running the shop because he never wanted to give it up. It was his aspire, his dream. He spent most of his time shining and polishing things to make it new. He just loved it because he cherished everything. What he said was sentimental value. It's precious. And money cannot buy those things from his parents. It's a love.
Boy, that's true. Money cannot buy those things. So when people read your book, and you can get it on Amazon, we're talking to Ramela Devanan, and the name of the book is Arthur Nelson's Old Curiosity Shop. What do you hope they take away from reading your book? They pick up your book and they get lost in it.
Well, I hope they get the value of family, friendship, and unity, and together, and family is does really matter. And whatever hardship you face, never give up, never quit, never think you're better than this, your family who's rich and think you're all the same level, because family is on the same level. Nobody is better than no one. And never give up and never quit.
What a beautiful message. Perfect place to end this. Never quit, never get up.
give up and get lost in the old curiosity shop. That is definitely my advice. Romella, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
I think Romella will appreciate this. I was thinking about antiques and thinking about this question. If you had an antique store, if one was handed down to you even, let's say, what would you put in the store? It's like she said to me at the beginning, well, there's just, you know, so many things. And what are antiques? A true antique is something that's perceived as having value because of its historical background, its significance. And it's defined sometimes as being at least 100 years old, but it's kind of loose now what an antique is. And I think antiques are different to every single person. And a true antique could be furniture, it can be a clock, it can be something that is a period piece, that kind of thing. Like there's a place, and again, I think she would appreciate this. I could see walking with her in this place in the United States. There is the Factory Antique Mall. And the Factory Antique Mall is in Virginia. And it's interesting because it's the building was originally used as a Genesco clothing factory. And then in the mid-90s, it became the Factory Antique Mall. And it's in the Shenandoah Valley, and it's huge, 135,000 square feet. And it is the biggest antique mall in America. And the mall actually has been huge in dressing some of the people for period films, like Lincoln, the AMC series I watched this called Turn, the Showtime series The Good Lord Bird, Amazon's The Underground Railroad, the PBS series Mercy Street. So it's pretty interesting whether somebody's looking for that definition of the antique, like I said, where it's the 1800s and it's whether it's a clock or a solid walnut kind of buffet. They even talk about that if you go to their site, if you go to factoryantiquemall.com. It's just phenomenal. And then I was thinking about antiques just in the world and in the UK, which is where she's from or lives, you know. And if you go to sellingantiques.co.uk, there you see what I think is really the true definition of antiques. And this is online, right? And they have just something like almost 70,000 antiques from, you know, over 600 dealers in the United Kingdom. And so there's things like, you know, French painted armchairs, or there's a 19th century English Victorian silver gilt, that kind of stuff. And it was fascinating to compare the two, the mall, and then to look at what this online store had in the UK. And really intriguing, the things that become new or important in somebody's house, or just how you view what is an antique. So fascinating stuff. Arthur Nelson's Old Curiosity Shop. Again, you can get it on Amazon. And thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.